He was reading a message on his cornea slip, Glass realized. And from the way his jaw was tightening, she got the sickening sense it was about her. His eyes widened with understanding, and then horror. "Glass," he said hoarsely. "You were confined." It wasn't a question. Glass nodded. He shifted his gaze back to Glass for a moment, then sighed and reached out to place his hand on her back. She could feel the pressure of his fingers through the fabric of her thin t-shirt, and despite her anxiety, her skin thrilled at his touch. "Come on," he said, pulling her toward him. Camille stepped to the side, looking annoyed, as Glass stumbled into the flat. Luke quickly shut the door behind them. The small living area was dark. Luke and Camille had been inside with the lights off. Glass tried to push the implications of that fact out of her head as she watched Camille sit down in the armchair that Luke's great-grandmother had found at the exchange. Glass shifted uncomfortably, unsure whether to take a seat. Being Luke's ex-girlfriend somehow felt odder than being an escaped convict. She'd had 6 months in confinement to come to terms with her criminal record, but Glass had never imagined what it would be like to stand in this flat feeling like a stranger. "How did you escape?" he asked. Glass paused. She had spent all her time in confinement imagining what she would say to Luke if she ever got the chance to see him again. And now she had finally made her way back to him, and all the speeches she'd practiced felt flimsy and selfish. He was doing fine. She could see that now. Why should she tell him the truth, except to win him back and make herself feel less alone? And so, in a shaky voice, Glass quickly told him about the Hundred and their secret mission, the hostage situation, and the chase. "But I still don't understand." Luke shot a glance over his shoulder at Camille, who had given up pretending that she wasn't paying attention. "Why were you confined in the first place?" Glass looked away, unable to meet his eyes as her brain raced for an explanation. She couldn't tell him. Not now, not when he'd moved on. Not when it was so obvious he didn't feel the same way for her. "I can't talk about it," she said quietly. "You wouldn't understand."
"It's fine," Luke cut her off sharply. "You've made it clear that there are lots of things I can't understand."
For the briefest of moments, Glass wished she'd stayed on the dropship with Clark and Wells. Although she was standing next to the boy she loved, she couldn't imagine feeling any lonelier on the abandoned Earth than she did right now.